Football is really all I know, and my whole life has revolved around football. I could work on a game plan all week. Coaches are putting in the hours to put you in the right position. It's almost like you're a piece to the puzzle, and you just have to fit your piece. You got your teammates relying on you to do your job. So when you come back the next day and you watch the film and you see everyone doing their job and ultimately you get a win, it's a great feeling. The relationships you build off the field, you get to meet so many people from so many different backgrounds, and you just get to come together as one, and you know, not a lot of places in, you know, the world are like that. Football is amazing, but the thing I get most out of it and that I like the most about it is I get to play for my little brother Hunter. Earliest memories are probably him being in the hospital bed with tubes coming in and out of him. Obviously, I was young too, so I don't remember everything, but even being that young, wishing that it wasn't him, that it was me.
Tanner was very excited when Hunter was born. I mean, he was overjoyed that he had another brother to take under his wing, and because he was always the little brother, so now he had another little brother to take care of. So when Hunter was about 6 months old, the doctor said that he thinks that he has water on the brain. He had hydrocephalus. And they did a surgery to put in a shunt. They diagnosed him with aqueductal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the pathway where your fluid flows. But the doctors all were under the assumption that that's the only thing that was wrong with them.
As soon as they put the shunt in and drained the fluid off the brain, then that's when everything went south with us.
20 times a day he's throwing up, couldn't even hold up his head anymore. And so we finally went and said, we need an appointment right now to have an MRI. And the doctors ended up saying he had a brain tumor.
Well, Hunter given 6 months to live by the doctors was just a punch in the stomach.
It just seems unbelievable. Your little baby that you try to protect is going to have to go through chemo and radiation, and Hunter's outlook was not good. It was devastating.
Just seeing your little brother going through stuff like that, you know, it's tough because it's out of your hands. You can't do anything.
Kelly's actually the one that kept the motivation that we're going to beat this. My mom also passed away from brain cancer. So it's tough.
I was so young that I don't really remember much, but what I do remember is I always did better at home around all my brothers.
We didn't have a very big house for raising four boys, and so we had a football field in our front room. We would play with little soft footballs, and they would call it knee football.
So I was usually on my knees, and he was on his feet, running full speed at me.
We did that every chance we could get. I just wanted to do that all the time because I couldn't play real football, so.
Even as sick as Hunter was, we always made sure that he wasn't so delicate that, you know, we made him survive. We made him be part of everything that we did.
When he was healthy enough, he wanted to be right out there playing and having a good time too, so he loved it. He loved rooting his brothers on.
The first word that comes to mind when I think about him is just tough. Probably the toughest person I've ever been around. It makes me proud to be able to play for him. And, you know, I carry that chip on my shoulder and on my back like he's out there with me when I'm playing.
He kind of always told me that he's been playing for me. It just makes me feel really special, like, knowing that I couldn't play, and it's just awesome.
He'll never be considered cancer-free with a pediatric cancer, and he's at a risk for secondary cancer because of all the treatment he went through at such a young age. But he's doing great right now.
And with the 195th pick in the 2017 NFL draft.
Draft day was amazing. A bit stressful.
We had an idea from his agent that teams were high on him anywhere from the 3rd to the 7th. And as they got later and later in the rounds, of course, as parents, your butterflies start going up. But Tanner, being as mellow as he is, he remained pretty calm. When his phone finally rang and he went into the other room, and you could hear him, "Yes, sir, No, sir.
Mr. Pegula telling me that they're about to pick me. I was so excited, I think I called him coach.
The Buffalo Bills select Tanner Vallejo.
We started jumping up and down in such excitement. It was an amazing time.
We were just ecstatic, just super, super happy that his dreams had come true.
So tomorrow is our first Buffalo Bill game that we're going to be at, and we are very excited.
I've always knew that he was going to make it, but now it's just become reality. It's awesome.
Tanner!
It makes me proud that they've got to see so many places just throughout my college career and then now moving on to the professional career.
Let's go!
Everywhere that he's taken us in his football career has just been a blessing.
Let's go, Tanner. Let's go, Tanner. Get him. Get him.
And I could tell when he gets proud, he gets a big smile on his face and he gets all excited, posts on his Snapchat about, you know, he's in Buffalo and coming out to see me, watch the game. So that type of stuff is really what drives me.
What a great day in Orchard Park. What an amazing win for the Bills.
It's so nice to hear Tanner say those words that he's playing for him, for his little brother.